Harrogate is proud of its heritage, of its community, of its beauty, and today, of its flowers and of its water. Harrogate Springwater and Harrogate in Bloom have come together this year to give the multi-gold award-winning town the best chance possible of winning the prestigious Britain in Bloom Champion of Champions title.
We all love where we live. We're very, very proud of our town. And this is really an opportunity to endorse this. It truly isn't just about flowers. And this is about celebrating that. And there's so many ways that you can support this campaign.
That was James Kane, Managing Director of Harrogate Springwater. And when it comes to community projects, he's right on board. As well as Keep Britain Tidy and a huge amount of environmentally aware credentials, they are very proud to support Harrogate in Bloom. Lynn and Pam from the Harrogate in Bloom team explain more about the Champion of Champions.
Harrogate in Bloom is about the flowers, but it's also about the environment and it's also about community involvement. And this year, that's what we really want to go with. We're in Champion of Champions, which is seven places in the UK, all being invited, la creme de la creme, to go for gold in Champion of Champions.
And how did you manage to become shortlisted for Champion of Champions?
You're actually chosen. You can't enter. As Pam said, it's an elite category and it's the judges, the national judges. So when we took gold in Britain in Bloom last year, they invite, as Pam said, seven areas to enter Champion of Champions. So it really is pitting the best against the best.
Do you know what the other towns are?
We do. It's Aberdeen in Scotland, Elswick in Lancashire, Oldham in Greater Manchester, Hillsborough in Ireland, Harrogate, St. Peterport in Guernsey, and I've forgotten one. Pam, who's the seven?
Oh, is it Bristol?
It's Bristol.
Judging Day is Tuesday, the 1st of August, which, with a fantastic dose of synergy, is also Yorkshire Day. The judges will be taken on a tour of Harrogate, hopefully ticking all the criteria required for the competition.
So that involves showing them sites where recycling is heavily involved, community involvement. We go to the Woodlands Methodist Community Garden. We go by the Rosset Acre Nature Reserve. Rosset School has got a sensory garden. Then we go to an allotment site, usually at Harlow Hill. Go to Horty Cap. And then we go round by the Police Treatment Centre, the Pine Woods, and then into the magnificent Valley Gardens, where they have a very active community group called Friends of the Valley Gardens. And then we walk the judges up into town. The Yorkshire Hotel kindly sponsors a reception for them. But before then, this year, we're taking them to the Victoria Centre, where the beds are being planted, which have been designed by the winners of the children's competition, which we held in the winter, and then back to the Yorkshire Hotel to give them a taste of more Yorkshire hospitality.
And of course, that location where the Yorkshire Hotel is, that's probably the prime place, isn't it, in Harrogate? Everybody knows what that area looks like. But in order for that route and that path for the judges to look beautiful, so many people have to be involved with this. How many people are involved in the Harrogate in Bloom team?
It's a very small team of eight people.
Is it? I thought it would be loads more than that.
Well, we're actually, remember, there's 16 groups that make up Team Harrogate that we didn't quite mention. And obviously now we've got James and Nicky from Harrogate Springwater. We will be going there as well. We will have the judges' refreshment stop there. So Harrogate Springwater can tell them about their environmental credentials. I think that's probably the best thing. And the water. I mean, the water without Harrogate was built on the spa. So, you know,
very
it's
much
a great
so.
Connection. But yeah, sorry, I was interrupting. There's 16 groups, including the council. So we must remember the council, they obviously are very proud of what they do and a big part of the team, of course. And we're lucky that we've got a council in our area that still wants to invest in our parks and gardens, which is obviously linked to the economy and tourism. But many councils are not being able to do that. So I think we're lucky that we've got that.
Hello, I'm James, Managing Director of Harrogate Springwater, and hugely proud to be involved with Harrogate in Bloom and Champion of Champions.
And why is it something that you wanted to get involved with? Why is it important that Harrogate looks the way it does?
It's a good question. And as you mentioned, Harrogate doesn't just happen. And I think by supporting this really helps endorse everything that we're about as a business, but also makes it a very special place for the people that live here. We all know that the place that we live is beautiful, and we're all very grateful for that and the open spaces and the parklands. But I think it just endorses us and certificates us in terms of knowing that and spreading the word. And certainly as a commercial entity in business, that's got to be good. It's got to be good for the town, it's got to be good for the region, and spreads brand Harrogate around the UK. And actually, hopefully with our help, across the global platform.
And it's not only Harrogate in Bloom that pushed the community buttons for James and the team at Harrogate Springwater. They're involved with lots of environmentally aware projects.
We're proud to partner with Keep Britain Tidy. So we're a bottled water manufacturer, producer, and really proud of that, and trading on the heritage of Harrogate. We have perhaps one of the most efficient, globally recognised facilities here where we do our abstraction and bottling. And I think we recognise that we're zero to landfill and we respect our environment and area. We're now wanting to help educate the consumer and dispose of bottles in the most appropriate way. And just recently we did a litter pick with all of our members of staff, and we put a couple of hundred hours into the community, and everybody felt great about that. It holds no barriers. Anybody can litter pick. Everybody can be proud of the area that they live in.
We've got a couple of months until Judging Day. The 1st of August is when everyone needs to be on their very, very best behaviour. What can people do between now and then to make sure that Harrogate has the best possible chance in the Champions of Champions?
We have a Rooting for Harrogate campaign, and we want everybody in the town, local people, businesses, schools, everyone to join in this campaign and make sure that Harrogate does its very, very best in this competition.
They can have a little garden. They can, you know, litter's an issue. Cigarette butts, I think they were mentioned in the judging last time. I think we're in Champion to Champions.
Flower pots outside the premises. Make sure that the area outside the premises is swept up. And washing cars, making everything look pristine, especially for Yorkshire Day. And if anybody feels like dressing up in a flat hat or something like that, that will add a touch of fun to the day, because it's got to be about fun too.
Lots of people are all doing stuff like Harrogate Springwater. We don't necessarily know about things. If they're actually in the paper, we'll read it. But, you know, we know EnviroVent here next to you do loads. We want to share and capture what they're doing, and we have to do a portfolio for the judges, which is like the brochure. We can put things in there even if we haven't done it. So it's not only what can they do, it's what are they doing.
So just like Harrogate Springwater, hop on board with Harrogate in Bloom this year. You can find out more at harrogateinbloom.org.uk and also at harrogatespring.com, as well as all their social media channels. Let's make Harrogate look blooming brilliant.